Anna Bullard says her daughter Ava was 2.5 when she was first diagnosed with autism.
You feel like they don't know who you are, and that's what a mother with autism feels like.
Today, Ava is 9, and Bullard says the autism treatment paid for out of pocket has made an enormous difference.
I'm so grateful that we were able to give it to her, because now she can say all the words that she wants to say. She is in fourth grade in our public school system in Lyons, Georgia, and she is in the top of her class.
But Bullard says not everyone is as lucky as her family. That's why she will continue to push for insurance coverage to assist with treatment.
And we know that we will not ever give up.
State Senator Renee Unterman says a coverage would save taxpayers money and ensure those with autism can contribute economically when they're older.
The Board of Education and the taxpayers, that's where the burden is. And if you give them that early intervention, just like with other disease processes, it's much more cheaper. And not only is it cheaper, it's much more compassionate.
During this session, legislation to require insurance companies to cover autism treatment for young children passed the Senate, but stalled in the House. After the session concluded, House Speaker David Ralston spoke about why the legislation never made it to the House floor.
There was a great deal of concern about that in the small business community. The Georgia Chamber of Commerce, that represents small businesses, had serious reservations and opposition about the bill as an insurance mandate. And small businesses are already under a lot of uncertainty.
Despite legislation for autism treatment coverage not passing, lawmakers approved a state budget that included funding to provide autism treatment within the state health benefit plan. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.